Cisco Meth. Maybe it's afternoon, evening. I'm not sure where you are listening to this today, but we're going to talk about something kind of serious, but not real serious, okay? We're going to talk about personal value. Some people call it self-esteem, but the key here is that it is the foundation upon which everything else is built. You see, I'm sure you've seen my pyramid, right, that I use in my book and I use in all my presentations. And it's a three-tiered pyramid. And at the bottom is personal value. Then the second tier is perspective. And then the top is planned responses. And then there's an arrow running down the side that says practice, 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 right? Because you got to practice all three. But today we're going to talk specifically about personal value and how it is the foundation upon which everything else is built. When I was becoming a teacher, they kept telling me over and over and over, don't tell a student they've done bad on work. Because if you do that, you're going to hurt their self-esteem, their personal value. And I realized that the person who told me that didn't know what they were talking about. You see, there has to be two things in place for me to affect your self-esteem. Remember, it's self-esteem. It's a decision you've made about yourself. It's your personal value, an amount that you say that you're worth. Let's say you take a number between 1 and 10, okay, and let it represent you. Okay, so pick your number. What is it? Between 1 and 10. Shout it out. I can hear you. Shout it out. There we go. We got 5s, 6s, 8s, 2s, 3s. They're all over the board. Now, once in a while, I'll get a 10 and a 1, but usually they fall somewhere in the 4 to 6, 7 range. And then, now what I want you to do is I want you to put a number on all of your friends. What is their personal value? Or what do you perceive them? What type of value do you perceive them to have? Yep, go ahead, shout it out. Let me hear it. Yeah, 5, 4, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, right? It's usually within 1 or 2 points of yours. So whatever your personal value is, your friends are the same or very close to the same. Now, if you've done a lot of personal development and you're growing and reaching and stretching, then they might be 2 or 3 points above you because you're reaching and stretching and trying to become, right? But if you're not even aware of it, then they're very close to your value. So I know some of you are saying, well, Jeannie, I don't know my value. Well, decide. Pick a number. And at first, if you pick a high number, your ego is going to get in the way. And just tell it to be quiet and, you know, thanks for sharing, leave me alone. But you see, if you value yourself high, you're more likely to take care of yourself. You're more likely to expect certain things in life. You see, the problem comes when you have a very low personal value because you don't expect anything. When I was working at Summit High and with many parents and students there, I realized that when people had a low self-esteem, they didn't expect much. You know, my students' family, a lot of their family had been incarcerated before or were currently incarcerated. You know, they would go to the prison and it would be a family reunion for them. But what happens is they started to expect that in life. And I remember when I got married over almost 13 years ago, fun, exciting, wonderful stuff, still on my honeymoon, thank you very much. But when we got married, I had been beat down by life and I had forgotten how to dream. I had achieved some dreams, but I had become complacent and decided this is good enough. And my husband gave me the ability to dream big dreams. I mean, big, grandiose, audacious, hairy dreams, if you want to call them. Because in that dreaming, you can push, you can grow, you expand your comfort zone, you become more. And the more you become, the more you can influence, the more people you can help. My podcasts and my book are helping people all around the world. Whereas before, when I was at Summit, I could only help the people that were immediately right in front of me. Now, because I've written a book and because I do trainings and I do podcasts, I can help people wherever they can connect to me. And I want to say thank you so much for connecting to me and listening to this. And I want you to be proud of who you are. Whatever number you gave yourself just a moment ago, bump it up by 2. And if you really want to grow, bump it up by 4. And you see, what happens is the first time you say that, you're like, ah, right? It scares you. What? Right? You immediately, this mind just starts freaking out, telling you can't do that. That's crazy. You're going to get arrogant. But watch how things change over the next few weeks for you. People are going to treat you different because you treat you different. You see, the outside world is just a mirror of the inside world. I've heard that many times. I'm sorry, I don't remember where it came from first. But the outside world is a mirror of who you are inside. And so what you expect to get, guess what, is what you get. The person who gets up in the morning and says, oh, life sucks, I hate my job, I hate my life, guess what? That's what you get all day. Every day is a brand new day to decide who you are and who you want to be, and then start taking action towards that reality. A great mentor of mine, Adam Markell with New Peaks, started as saying, I love my life. I have a t-shirt with it right on the front. It's a beautiful t-shirt. If you want one, let me know, get in touch and let me know. But every morning when you get up, if you start your day with, I love my life, guess what? You do. I love my life. I love my kids. I love my parents. I love my job, right? Now, I know there are parts of those things you don't like. Hey, you're human. Life is life. But there are so many aspects of your life that you can love at the same time. And as you start loving yourself, as you start valuing yourself, you can value others. You can have more respect for others. I was attending yesterday, I was attending a training downtown, a Vital Smarts training. Love their stuff. Absolutely love their stuff. They have 4 books out, Change Anything, Crucial Conversations, Crucial Accountability, and Influencer. I highly recommend you pick them up. They're absolutely phenomenal. But I was attending a training downtown at the Hilton, and they were talking about a hostage negotiator. One of the authors of the book had had the privilege of sitting next to this gentleman in the airport, and he just leaned over and he said, so what do you do to put bread on the table? Then this gentleman said, I'm a hostage negotiator. Wow, what an opportunity, right? One he would have missed if he had never asked that question. I challenge you, the next time you're sitting next to somebody, ask them what they do. Ask them a words of wisdom. Everybody knows something you need to know. You just got to ask them. Spend some time. I challenge you to do that. Anyways, we asked this gentleman, what do you do? And the gentleman said, I'm a hostage negotiator. And the biggest thing that he could talk about, you know, he told him how they do it, how they go about it. But the biggest thing that I remember was before this hostage negotiator would ever talk to the person who had taken the hostages, he would take a picture of him and he would sit in a quiet room and he would take some time and get to a place in his heart where he could respect this person as a human being. Because everything comes from respect. Respect for yourself and respect for others. But you see, you will never respect others until you respect yourself. I didn't used to believe that. I do now. I used to think, yeah, but I can respect people and I don't really like myself. But you can't. There's a different type of respect. You see, humans get respect for the simple fact that they're humans. They're living, they're breathing, they have dreams, they have goals, they're valuable. Every single person on this planet is valuable for one thing or another. And if you don't live your purpose, there will be a hole in this universe that will never be filled. You must live your purpose, and that starts with believing in you, believing you're valuable, believing that you have a purpose, and then taking action on it. You see, personal value is a decision that you make and then action that you take, right? It comes from things that you do. It starts with making the decision to value yourself. Then you do things to prove to yourself that you are valuable. You can't just continue to not do anything and not provide value. You have to provide value to continue to raise your personal value. Let me give you an example. Long time ago, I got a book at Barnes & Noble. I'm sure it was on sale because that's how I buy my books. And it was a little collection of postcards that you could tear out and mail. And it was called P.S. I Love You by Jackson Brown Jr. And what he talked about was when he was in school, his mother would write little notes to him in his lunchbox. And this compilation was some of those quotes and things that she had written and put in his lunchbox. Absolutely phenomenal. There's another thing I recommend you get. And I took those postcards and I tore them out and I put them all over my wall because I was going through some really, really difficult times. And they helped me because every day, first day when I got up, my feet hit the floor, I would see those. And one of those was, share a smile with a stranger today because it may be the only sunshine he sees. That's the easiest place to start. Today, when you're walking somewhere, when you're going somewhere, when you get in the elevator, smile and see the type of response you get. A while back, I was traveling through Kansas. And I was at the airport, which happens to be in Kansas City, Missouri, not Kansas, but that's a little anecdote. It's kind of funny, but I'm standing there and I'm watching people get off the airplane. And you see, getting off the airplane used to be fun because someone would be there to greet you, right? You'd get off the airplane. Hi, you're so excited because your family or your friends are there. Well, now you can't greet them until you've gotten your luggage and you're clear out of the airport. And so I'm standing there and I'm seeing people get off the airport and I think, I see dead people. It's time to change this. So I start telling people, hey, welcome to Kansas. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome. Welcome to Kansas. Welcome to Kansas. And people are getting off the airport. It was so funny because some people would kind of look at me startled and some of them would smile and they'd start smiling. They'd be happier. Other people would go out of their way to make sure they stayed as far away from me as possible, looking at me askance over their shoulder. Other people would just kind of look at me with this curious look on their face like, what? Who are you? And but it was very interesting to watch this interaction. Well, after I'd been doing this for, I don't know, five, six, 7 minutes, the gentleman across the aisle from me says, you know we're in Missouri, right? That was why I'm like, oh, I wonder if that'll make a difference. Let's see. So I start welcoming people to the Kansas City Airport in Missouri. People still reacted the same. But I touched people. Every single person coming off that plane, I influenced one way or another. Some of them, I'm sure, got on the phone and said, there's this crazy lady at the airport today. Some of them went away smiling and having a lighter step. Some of them just went, well, that was weird, and never thought about it again. But see, by helping them, I helped me. That's what's neat. Listen to the words that you use on a day-to-day basis. Are they positive? Are they uplifting? Or are they negative? Now, I'm not saying ignore the negative, but what is your general well-being? Are you excited for life? Are you happy to have another day to try it again? Or do you want to just curl up in your bed and suck your thumb? Hey, I've been there too. It takes courage to get out of bed when you want to suck your thumb. But it's exactly what you need to do. And when you start valuing yourself and you start valuing the impact you can have on others, it's more exciting to get up. It's more exciting to go on. So I want you to pay very close attention to your personal value today. Where is it? What number did you assign yourself? What number have you assigned your friends? And then pay attention to how you feel when you're excited, when you're doing something that you love. And that's just a simple choice. It's a choice that you make. Hey, you know what? Right now, I choose to love my life. Yeah, it's got problems. But right now, I choose to love my life. I choose to love me. I choose to love my spouse. I choose to love my kids. I choose to love my coworkers. Or respect, whatever word you can start with. I respect people around me. It's a very important thing for humans to be respected. People can't hear you unless they know you respect them first. And so I'm so glad I developed the habit years ago as a teacher of respecting all of my students. I didn't care what their past was. I didn't care what they had done, who they'd hurt, how if they'd hurt themselves or others. I didn't care. I respected them as a person. That allowed me to teach them. And it is still true today. I respect you and the humanness in you. And if you don't think you're worth it, take my word for it. You are. You were created for a purpose. I don't know if you know how the human is conceived or not. Yeah, we all know about the egg and the sperm, right? But the way the human develops in the mother's body is mind-boggling. You can't tell me that you can take two half cells, join them together, and create a multi-functioning, multi-system being without some type of divine intervention. You'll never convince me of that. It's too much of a process. The mere fact that you're listening to this right now means that you have a purpose, that you're here to do something. Because the sperm and egg that came together and created you, over 50% of pregnancies end in miscarriage. And I'm not talking about adding the abortions on top of that. Just miscarriage. That being was not meant to be for whatever reason. I don't know why. I've had 3 miscarriages. That's how I know the statistic. My doctor told me, Jeannie, did you know that 53% of pregnancies end in miscarriage? I said, no, I had no idea. And he said, yeah. I said, most women don't even know they're pregnant. They'll just have an extra heavy period 1 month. And so the fact that you're here, the fact that you're living, whatever you think your limitations are, whatever you think your problems are, I guarantee you someone has it worse. I guarantee you someone has it better too. Someone with your exact difficulty or limitation has overcome it and is living life to the fullest. Nick Vujicic comes to mind. No arms, no legs, but just a little flipper of a foot, born that way, is changing lives and touching millions of people all across this world because he's positive, he's upbeat. He just got married recently. Well, it may have been a year or so ago now. Please Google Nick Vujicic, or you can say Man with No Arms and Legs. He wrote a book, No Limits. Absolutely phenomenal. He's written a couple of books. That's the one that comes to mind. Absolutely phenomenal. And you're telling me that you have problems? There are Helen Keller, blind, deaf, mute. There were other people at her time that were blind and deaf and mute. But you see, they didn't overcome their adversities. There are other people since Nick has come forward and shown his abilities, his incredible life, other people have come forward that have the same difficulties that he does, that are overcoming them, finding ways to adapt and make life better for themselves and others. You can do the same thing. Yeah, I know you have problems. I understand that. But you can rise above. You can overcome. You have a purpose. You need to overcome. You need to fulfill that purpose, to live it. Because if you don't, you're going to leave a hole. And there are too many holes in this world today that will never be filled. There are too many holes from the past that we're trying to fill. There are people that need to hear you, that need to see your example. It may not be worldwide, I don't know. It may just be your little corner of the neighborhood. It may be someone in your family that needs your help. My daughter had thoughts of suicide for years and years, and it was my mission to help her overcome that, because there's nothing scarier for me as a parent than losing a child. And I'm so glad that she finally started deciding to value herself. And it's very interesting that she didn't start deciding to value herself until I started deciding to value myself. You see, you can't tell others to value themselves when you're not valuing yourself, because it doesn't work. 97% of language is nonverbal, right? I'm sorry, 93%. 93% of language is nonverbal. 7% is verbal. So when I was standing in front of my daughter telling her, "Erin, you're so valuable," my body was screaming, "Yeah, but I'm not." My tonality, my body language, all of that. And guess what? She picked up on it, not consciously, but subconsciously. And so when you start to value yourself, you can tell others that they're valuable, and they start to believe it, because you believe it with every core, every cell in your body. You believe it. That's what I'm telling you today. My certainty overcomes any doubt that you may have. You're valuable. You are needed in this time and space. So step into your power and do what you were created to do. Build your personal value so it's strong and it's deep, and it will weather the storms that are coming. And then allow others' things to be built on top of it. That's how you change your life. That's how you change the world one person at a time. So, as you're walking down the street today, what are you going to do? You're going to smile, and you're going to tell people hi. And if you're in a hotel or a restaurant and you see somebody cleaning, tell them thank you. Thank you for cleaning so I have this nice, clean environment to come into. Tell people thank you for working on the road. The flagger you pass, that you're tired of construction, tell him, hey, thank you so much for standing out here in the wind and the rain and protecting us so that we can get better roads. The police officer, thank him or her for risking their lives every day to make sure that you're safe. There is a horrible, diabolical thing going on in our country right now against police officers, and I hope it stops very quickly. And you can be a part of that by thanking them for what they're doing, because they're doing a horrible job. Yeah, I know there are bad police officers. I'm not naive enough to believe they're not. Guess what? There's bad pastors too. There's bad deacons. Humans are humans. They make mistakes. They do bad things. Criminals are valuable, and police are valuable. Every single life matters. Yours matters. Every life matters. If you learn nothing at all from me today, learn that your life matters. And so from there, other people's lives can matter. I want to thank you for joining me again today. Thank you for spending time with me. If you would take a second and go rate this podcast, give me a 5-star rating if you feel I deserve it. Just take a moment. Let other people know what's going on. Let other people know it's here so that we can lift others. Because I never want to hear of another person committing suicide. That's my mission. Bully-proofing the world one community at a time, by improving confidence and personal value from the inside out. And it starts with you. It starts with me. It starts with our home. And then we can reach out and change lives. Thank you for joining me today. Have a fabulous day. Love your life. Bye for now.